As a kid, your life revolves around school. It's often where you meet friends, play sports, and learn. Switching schools can be a big disruption. But for many parents trying to find an affordable place to live in the Charlotte area, it means moving across town and sending their children to a different school. As part of WFAE's Finding Home series, reporter Alex Olgan talks to families who are trying to find a place to live and keep their kids' lives stable.
Third grader Neve Taylor bounds out of Reed Park Elementary School in a pink jacket and backpack. Her favorite subject is math.
I learned about adding fractions. You only can add the numerator, but not the denominator.
Neve started school in Charlotte this year. Kindergarten was in Jacksonville, Florida. First and second grade were in Atlanta. Then her parents couldn't care for her anymore, and she and her brother, Dakari, came to live with their grandmother in Charlotte. He's adjusted to second grade here, and his favorite subject is science.
I like that we go and we explore stuff. Like at school the other day, we did a rainbow jar.
An experiment to show the different densities of liquids. Dakari and Neve are with their grandmother now. 49-year-old Aloma West brought the kids to live with her in a one-bedroom apartment in West Charlotte she already shared with her son's family. With seven people and several air mattresses, it's a tight fit.
We're still there on top of each other, but it's better than being outside on the street.
West's grandkids are considered homeless by federal standards. The classification applies to students living in a motel, car, or emergency shelter, and to those living in someone else's home because they lost theirs or can't afford their own. This qualifies Dakari and Neve for meals, academic support, and transportation from wherever they are to their home school that year. The Department of Education reports more than 29,000 kids in North Carolina were considered homeless in the 2016-2017 school year. About three-quarters of those are living with other families because it's too expensive to live on their own. It's not necessarily because the parents aren't working, says Shantiqua Neely. She's the executive director at A Child's Place, an organization that helps homeless CMS students and their families. She says it's because rent is just too expensive.
In fact, over half of our parents and caregivers that we serve are employed. So things like affordable housing, lack of access to livable wages, other factors like interpartner violence and histories of eviction play a big role in contributing to what we are seeing as family homelessness.
CMS has the largest population of homeless students in North Carolina. Last year, the district identified almost 4,600. That's up from nearly 2,500 10 years ago. Neely's paying close attention to Charlotte's efforts to make affordable housing a priority. The city says there's a shortage of about 24,000 affordable housing units. Neely is excited to see the big corporations pitching in.
I'm happy that we're talking about it in Charlotte, but I'm looking for the day where it starts to translate to the population that we're serving.
The city just approved spending more than $2 million to renovate nearly 80 apartments in East Charlotte and keep them affordable. A quarter would fall in the budget of most of the families that are in Neely's program. She says the average family she serves makes about $800 a month. CMS found through Project Lift, a public-private partnership focused on West Side schools, that kids move so much that it's difficult to track their progress. 50% of kids transferred to other schools after 1 year in the program. Neely sees that movement with the families she serves.
We're servicing the family at one school, but then we're in a meeting and we're talking about that family, but the family is now at another school. And so they're going back and forth, and it's all because the parent is trying to look for that stability.
Federal law requires the district transport kids from wherever they're living to their home school for the rest of the year, even if they move outside the district. The woman who coordinates the program for CMS says about half of the 4,000 homeless kids this year live outside their school zone, some even moving to Rock Hill or Gastonia because it's too expensive to stay in Mecklenburg. She said the district spends $2 million on their transportation. West is searching for a more permanent place and wants her grandkids to have some stability after years of being on the streets and sometimes living in squalid conditions.
And they definitely need a stable environment, coming from not being fed to being abused to living with rats. I mean, I listen to the stories. Now that they've been with me for a while, they're opening up more and they're telling me how the rats used to sleep in the beds with them, and it breaks my heart.
CMS found students considered homeless were more likely to be behind in reading skills and missed school more often. Kimberly Washington's eighth grade son missed school on the day I visited her at the Salvation Army Center of Hope shelter. School buses come there to get kids each day.
He actually missed it this morning. It was 1 minute early.
Oh, no.
So yeah. How did he get there?
He's in there now.
Oh.
He didn't go.
Oh, he didn't go to school.
Right, because I don't have...
Yeah, you don't have a car. You know.
Washington and her son have been staying in the shelter for a little more than a month. She says she ended up here after bouncing around, staying with family and friends when she left an abusive relationship. She tried to get her own place, but it was really expensive, and then she lost a temp job. Start as a cashier at Chick-fil-A, and plans to save up and move out of the shelter. She's finding rent has just gotten so much more expensive.
The compensation matching the cost of living, it just simply doesn't. And from me being born and raised here, I don't understand how, even though, you know, market rates increase, how the rates of pay just don't match that.
Washington's applied for housing assistance, but has been on the wait list for 4 years. She doesn't expect to get a voucher anytime soon, though she still talks about it with her friends.
In my community, that's one of the things that we talk about. You know, girl, my Section 8 kicked in. Girl, I've been on that list forever. Shut up. Who is your case manager?
But Aloma West is proof that a voucher doesn't make it easier to find a place. She's been looking for a bigger place for her and the two grandkids with a voucher, which provides about $1,000 a month. She says many landlords won't take it. She says she's called more than 30 places and is on several waiting lists.
But the problem is, everywhere you look, nobody wants to take the voucher. I can't just sit. I have to get out, and I don't have a car, so I have to look for something on the bus line. So it's been rough.
While dealing with all this stress, West is trying to keep life normal for her 8 and 9-year-old grandkids. They have a homework routine after school, and on the weekends, she tries to take them to free activities. Often, second grader Dakari says, they end up doing stuff at the apartment.
Because she do not have a car to take us anywhere. So lately, she haven't had enough money to do stuff, so we just do stuff at home.
His sister, Neve, jumps in.
You can bake cookies in it, and you can bake cupcakes in it.
She's been waiting for a few months to take her Christmas present out of the box. It's an easy bake oven.
We got to get bigger space. Because there's a baby in the house, and he messes with completely.
But one day.
West has until May to find a place with a voucher before it expires. She's searching for anywhere in the county so the children can stay in CMS schools. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.